The House yesterday removed the first major hurdle for President Bush's spending proposals and tax cuts. In a nearly party-line vote, the House narrowly approved a budget resolution that closely follows the president's recommendations. For Republicans, the budget blueprint signals a new direction for the federal government. For Democrats, it promises a return to budget shortfalls. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The nearly $2 trillion budget plan that won House approval sets the spending levels for federal programs next year. It's really the first step in getting a budget on its way to the president for his signature. During a meeting at the White House yesterday with prominent Senate and House Republicans, Mr. Bush stressed the importance of this first step.
Today's a big day. The House is going to take up a budget that is a common sense budget, one that meets priorities, one that grows discretionary spending by 4%, a budget that protects Social Security, a budget that funds Medicare. It's also a budget that recognizes that this nation needs a tax relief package to stimulate our economy.
Indeed, just as the president recommended to Congress, the budget foresees $1.6 trillion in tax cuts over the next decade. During a floor debate in the House, some Republican lawmakers characterized the tax cuts as simply what was left over after all the other spending needs of the government had been met. But John Sununu, a New Hampshire Republican, was more blunt about the nature of the budget.
It's about taxes, ladies and gentlemen. Clear and simple, it's about taxes. We put roughly 28% of the surplus is back in the pockets of working men and women across the country. We cut taxes for everyone that pay income taxes.
Democrats were quick to point out what they saw as major shortcomings in the budget. They said it raids the Medicare Trust Fund to pay for a prescription drug benefit. They said it fails to set spending levels for defense and agriculture. And they said it pares back funding for several federal programs for small children, all in the name of pushing through a tax cut. Ed Markey is a Democrat from Massachusetts.
This is an absolute orgy that is going on, helping the wealthiest in America and the most powerful industries. Mr. Chairman, it is immoral to pass these huge tax cuts that explode in 2008 and 9 and 10 based upon dot-com company projections of revenues.
But Republican lawmakers insisted the recent slowdown of the economy is no reason to revise their plans for a big tax cut. Gil Gutnacht is a Minnesota Republican.
If the economy simply grows, if revenue to the federal government grows at what it has grown on average for the last 40 years, we will not have a $5.5 trillion surplus. We will have a $7.5 trillion surplus. I think we're being extremely conservative in our projections.
House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt reminded his colleagues of similar rosy economic projections 20 years ago when President Reagan was pushing his tax cut. Gephardt said the budget deficits and ballooning national debt that followed should not be forgotten by this Congress.
I plead with members, turn down this budget and let's do a budget that doesn't send this country back into bankruptcy, back into high deficits, back into high interest rates, back into high inflation.
But House Republicans closed ranks behind what many referred to as the president's budget, and it passed by a 17-vote margin. Next week, it's the Senate's turn to grapple with a budget resolution. Senate Majority Whip Don Nichols is confident the momentum will continue.
We will pass a budget by the end of next week, and we'll pass tax relief working with the House. We'll have that done hopefully no later than the Memorial Day recess. We want to give tax relief to taxpayers this year, real relief for taxpayers. And I think it's going to happen, and it's going to be good news. Good news, too, because we have a friend in the White House going to sign those bills.
But it's not clear the president can count on enough votes in the Senate to get the kind of budget and tax cuts he wants. At least two Republicans in that evenly divided chamber have voiced opposition to the Bush plan. Democrats hope they'll have much more influence over the Senate debate. They say there will have to be a compromise to get a tax-cutting budget through that side of Congress. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.